And once again, welcome to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour, brought to you by DrKeone.com and the Lucky Mojo Curio Company, located online at LuckyMojo.com in Forestville, California, where Catherine Ironwood and her husband, Nagashiva, are the proprietors. I'm Dr. Keone, along with our co-host, Kat Ironwood, at the Lucky Mojo Curio Company, and we are here to share with you the African diaspora tradition known as hoodoo, or African herbal magic. We're here to talk with you, our listeners, about your actual problems with love, career, spiritual protection, bad neighbors, you name it, and to help you figure out how to use hoodoo root work spells to address and remediate these issues. You'll learn a lot by listening, and if you call in and your call is selected, you'll get a free consultation from two of the finest workers in the field, myself, Dr. Christo Keone, and Kat Ironwood. So, if you'd like to call in right now, you're listening online at Blog Talk Radio. The number is 818-394-8535. Again, 818-394-8535. We welcome your call. We welcome your question. So dial in, get in the queue, get your hands up, and who knows, we might be speaking to you this evening. So don't go anywhere. You stay exactly where you are. You're listening to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour, live around the world and in your home. We'll be taking your calls in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. But first, let's go out to California to the Lucky Mojo Curio Company and speak with our host, Kat Ironwood. Kat, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well. I'm desperately sending a little text message to my darling Nagashiva to come across the hall and help me with my computer. But other than that, all is well.
Mm-hmm. How has the week been?
The week's been very, very busy, as often happens in these here parts. And let's see, I think that the most important thing that's been going on around here, other than our usual working for clients, making beautiful spiritual supplies, the thing that we have been doing most is sending out happy prayers for Miss Bree of Air, who is just about having her baby.
Yes, I heard from a little birdie that she is in labor. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. That's what we heard. Yeah, so we got everything all hoped for. And so if anybody has a little candle to light, a little white candle, that's the thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And do light that candle for Miss Bree, who is one of our dear friends and celebrated root workers in the Association of Independent Readers of Root Workers. You hear us mention her name quite often here on the show, that she'll have a very safe and healthy delivery and a very, very fine baby. And while you're at it, please light a candle for us as we do our show. We invite you to do this every week so that you can join with us in spirit as we shed the light of this glorious cultural heritage that we call hoodoo. So without further ado, let's talk about hoodoo. Kat, where do you want to begin?
All right. Well, what we do every week, and this is for our new listeners, what we do every week is we take calls from people who have pre-signed up, and they have to sign up either at jujucentral.net. Is that the URL now?
Yes, ma'am.
That's right, because you changed it on me. Jujucentral.net or at forum.luckymojo.com. There are sign-up places for the week that's going to be upcoming. And you list your name and your condition, situation, and whether you want a reading or root work advice or both. So people who want to get in the queue need to go to one of those two places now if they have not already done so and sign up with the pre-call ID, because we don't usually, sometimes but not usually, pick people just straight off the queue because we have usually so many signed up we can't get to everybody in each week. So let's start with your group, because right now, as I explained, I was having a little technical difficulty getting to my forum And and so I need to let you go first, okay?
Well, I'm going to be just like you. I've got to look through here and see if any of these numbers are registered in the queue. And while we do that, I'm sure you have a little antidote for someone, for our listeners here, a hoodoo antidote that I'm sure everyone is just dying to hear from you. So I'm looking for a number here that's in our queue.
All right. I'm going to tell you one thing. That I had a reading today with a lady, a very nice lady, and she is a she comes from a family in Florida that she has a good deal of knowledge of root work already in her family. But she began telling me about some of the things that she was doing with the man that she is to marry, and I'm going to say that is to marry. They are not married yet. And we were talking about things that could be done. And she mentioned that she did pedicures for this man. And I asked her if she knew how to work with his toenails. And she said, well, although she knew a lot of different things, she had never heard of working with toenails. So I passed that on to her. And it was on top of my mind right now because it just was what I was talking about. I would love to teach people about that. If you do pedicures for someone that you love and you want them to always be with you, try to get one of each of their toenails. This would be one toenail from every little toe that they got, all 10. You can get them in little pieces when you do their pedicures. Take those toenails, and if you want to work with fingernails, we'll get to that in a second. Take those toenails, all 10, and now I'm going to have to be a little explicit here, but just mildly. So when you have relations with this person, you want to get a little bit of their stuff on a piece of handkerchief cloth, just very fine white handkerchief cloth will do, and you're going to cut a little small piece out of that after it dries, and you put the toenails in that, and you can just sew it shut. It can be quite small. I mean, after all, 10 little pieces of toenails might be half the length of your thumb, a little square. You can do many things with that. That is a small mojo, but it's just specifically for this. If you want to marry them, put a little marriage oil on it. If you want them to be faithful, you know, put some Stay With Me on. But what you really can do with it is you can either bury that at your doorstep, at your front door, and say as you do so, and of course you pray over these toenails, let every step you take lead you to my door. But if you've already to the point that you've had a relationship with them, you might want to put the little packet of toenails under the mattress or box spring. And then you say, let every step you take lead you to my bed. But if you are the kind of lady who's afraid that someone might find that, or if you just like to work more personally, you can take that little tiny piece of cloth in which you've got those 10 toenails, and you pin it with a little gold safety pin inside your underwears, and you say, you know, let every step you take lead you right to me. All right? And that works very well. Now, what then the next question is, what about the fingernails? Well, the same lady who taught me that one, and this goes back a long, long way, back at least to the 1960s when I was taught this one, she said, well, if you get their fingernails, that you use that for something, you pray something different over their fingernails. You say, let everything you grasp within your hands, meaning all your money, let everything you grasp within your hands be given to me. Open your hands to me. So now you have two things. You can put them both in the same packet. They will always walk towards you, and they will always give you the things that they have gained and received in life. Yeah, just a nice spell. And as I said, I taught it to this lady today, and so it was on top most of my mind, and I'd like to share it with people.
I love that. I absolutely love that that little trick. And would you recommend that they would add a lodestone
Well, the way I was the way I was taught was just the little nails and by themselves, and I think because you have to understand, most women wear pretty tight underwears, and so we don't want any like lumpy things on us. I'm serious. So this is when I say make this thing into a little packet the size of half of your thumb. It's just a little piece of folded cloth, and it's just been whip stitched together, and it's really to be quite small and quite discreet. And it's just one of those small things that you can have on you that no one would ever know you have.
Yeah.
So,
not even
but I would, you know, you could dress it. You could dress it with oil. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What were you saying?
No, I was saying not even magnetized lodestone grit.
Just the little nails. It's just really, it's really about, because what you're praying is really for control over them, But as I said, I've never heard of anybody putting it, not even herbs in it, nothing, just that's what it is. But you can, I mean, sometimes you can dress something up and make it fancier. You could go all the way and put those into a mojo bag and put in lodestones, and you could put Elizabeth Root and John the Conqueror, and you could keep going. But this is just a little thing, and it is done in such a way that nobody would ever really notice it if they saw it. It almost looks like just a little tiny scrap of cloth. But they have to have, been on that cloth. Or that's
right.
Important to it. As some people will also pin it into their bra under their armpit so their own sweat gets on it. That's another way to do it. But it's just one of those very intimate things that you do when you have a man. And again, you could use a little bit of oil if you wanted to. Mm-hmm.
And I will say to the fellas, for the flip side of that, fellas, you can do the same thing. It's not just a spell for the women, but you can actually turn that and do the same in order to draw a woman, because the principle is very, very sound that Mama Cat is telling you here, and it will work. I know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've done it.
Okay.
You can also... if you want to put hairs in that too. There's a similar thing done with hairs. But the thing is, all of these different traditions, and that's something important to explain to people, there's no one hoodoo way. Each one of these little tricks or recipes comes from a real individual, a real person, probably got it from their mother, grandmother, their auntie, somebody at a conjure shop or candle store. And some of them will say, use your hair, and some of them will say, use this. But this is the one with the 10 toenails, and it came to my mind because the lady said she did the man's pedicures. Okay? So that's, in other words, there's just different ways to work these things, and they're not all the same. So that what you're talking to when you listen to that one is you're hearing Oakland, California. Oakland, California is where that spell came from. Okay.
All right.
Well, I got my husband who's been my test subject for some of these intimate spells, and I hope he doesn't mind my saying that on the radio. My husband has been my little mojo guinea pig every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I have his toenails and fingernails, but he's happy with it. He's given his agreement to it, and he lets me talk about these things. Most people you would not want to be talking about these things with. Anyway, I got to thank him. He has reset me up online. We had some sort of a little computer meltdown there.
Mm-hmm.
So I now have some people here. If you want to start with me or if you want to start with yourself, let's go ahead.
Okay, well, let's start with someone here that we didn't speak with last week, and she is logged back into the system, I believe, here this week. It's from area code 435, and this is a call from Utah. The name is Cassie, a.k.a. Kisuni, I believe is how she would pronounce that, and the synopsis of the case says, my husband and I decided to move to Utah for school after our military service and have been here for almost 2 years. I've done a good job and can also slowly finish my degree in veterinary science here, but I can't fight the feeling that I'm in the wrong place, despite the fact that this is exactly what I've wanted to do for a very long time. And things are logically going very well. We've worked very hard and overcome a lot in our short lives to get to the point where we can continue our education and get on with our lives. For so long, our lives were on hold during our deployment. So maybe it's an old habit I am fighting, or maybe just insecurities. Am I crossed? Am I confused? Or am I just intimidating myself out of my dreams and goals? I'm new to Conjure, but would like a reading on this and suggestions for work to do. Have you ever received a reading or root for work from Dr. Keone or Ms. Cat before? The answer is no. So let's go to the call right now, area code 435, and we have your mic open right now. And are you there, Cassie?
Yes, I am here. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
All right, I'm going to ask one question because I wasn't quite sure on all of this. You were in the military, and now you want to be a veterinarian?
Correct. I wasn't personally enlisted. My husband was, but when your spouse is in the military, you're in the military.
I understand. All right. So So you are you in school now to be a veterinarian?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a great job, and we need more good veterinarians. I'm an animal lover, so all praise to you for that. All right. Thanks for clarifying that. All righty. Since Dr. Keone read this one, I think I'll go first with the cards, if that's okay, Dr. K. All right. All right. The first card I have here is called the Hierophant. Hierophant is a card of marriage and also a card of certificates, credentials, and academic excellence and authorization. He stands for what we sometimes call him the temporal ruler. In other words, he rules over things that need where you need to be ordained, certified, and so forth. It's a very good card for what we're saying. This says to me that your marriage is sound because he blesses these people. He blesses marriages. It also tells me that your going to school is sound and you will succeed and you will graduate. There is a crossroads formed at his feet from two keys that sit at an X formation. This is that you have there are paths open to you. You're kind of at the crossroads and trying to decide which way do I go. But this is a good card. It does not tell me that you have been crossed or hoodooed or hounded up in any way. It does not say to me that what's holding you back is a curse or anything of that kind. It really says what's holding you back is the idea of being at the crossroads. In other words, it's a bit of indecision. Okay.
Right.
There are two priests who kneel before him. One has roses and one has lilies. And this is kind of two ways of thinking. One is more romantic and worldly, and the other is more spiritual and in a sense more innocent. But he blesses everybody, both kinds. And so that tells me that the two thoughts that you have, the two sides of your thoughts, are both going to be blessed. What sign of the zodiac are you?
I'm an Aries.
And Aries, okay. Mm-hmm. Aries are very good at starting things. They're a little less good at finishing, so you just want to buckle down and finish. The next card I have for you is the Ace of Wands.
Okay.
Again, a very good card. Shows an open road. It shows a cloud coming out of a clear sky with a hand, and the hand is holding a big old club. And this is a fire card when you are a fire sign. The clubs or wands are fire, and Aries is a fire sign. So this is the Ace, and this is like the beginning of a project. This tells me that probably you have good health, you're a strong person. That military connection can be seen in there, too, because it's an athletic type thing. It looks good to me. I think you're doing the right thing, but we haven't yet asked for is this the right place, and we're going to get to that in a minute, because so far everything looks very, very good as far as making a new life, achieving your goals, okay? The third card, which is the card of the near future, is a card that is shows a little bit more of a problematic situation to me. It is a card called the Six of Swords. Now, this shows a ferryman rowing a woman and a child across a river, and where they are is turbulent, and where they're going is a nice, clear, smooth water. It's a card with a little bit of regret and sorrow attached to it, but not deadly, wounding of any kind. This says you may end up moving. You may end up moving.
Oh, yeah.
You may feel regret at it, but where you move to is going to be better.
Well, good.
All right. So what I'm seeing here is the career goals are good, the marriage is good, the location is not so good. You are not cursed. That's how I read it.
Okay.
How do you
so
see it, Dr. K?
The place where we are right now is not ideal.
It's not ideal for you.
Okay.
It's not an ideal. It's not the place you're going to stay. You're not going to live there all your life.
Oh, good. That's good.
Yeah, I see the same thing here, Kat, and you know, whatever you have done in the past, Cassie, as far as, you know, work, spiritual work, to remove any negative energy or whatever, as you would describe it, off of your life, that has been good. And so I concur with Kat that you are not crossed. You don't have anybody throwing at you. Your current situation says to me you're not happy where you are. And so if you're not happy where you are, you really can't open up to allow the vision to birth from you, you see, which is why the Seven of Wands sits in the future. Mars and Leo energy associated with this card, the Quest Tarot, suggesting fortitude and courage as you look to the future, as Kat has said, to find a new home. And this card actually has the picture of, I guess you say, as if you were in an airplane and you're looking down on the terrain so you can see a much larger, you know, area. You see the rivers and the lakes and, you know, the adjoining states and so forth. So I concur with Kat here that you could go in one of several directions, and any of them probably would be better than where you are. And then the outcome is the Three of Wands, Sun in Aries. So there you are, Sun in Aries, great card, you know, that says that you're moving in the right direction. I ask the cards if veterinary sciences are for you. The answer is yes, the Daughter of Swords, which is also the card of confidence. So, you know, I think the only thing that is hindering is getting into the right location and moving forward with fortitude and courage.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That sounds really good. Now I'm gonna give a couple of root work recommendations here, because we've seen some interesting things here. This crossroads does lead me to think you might want to do some sort of crossroads ceremony to kind of solidify your work that you're doing. And you can read about those at luckymojo.com/crossroads.html. But basically, a crossroads ritual is where you bring something of your work, something that you use in your work, to the crossroads and make an offering there. It can be a coin. It can just be even a prayer. And receive gifts of skill and talent, especially with your hands. Read about it online, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. And that might be a good way to open up things for you. I'm curious as to the kind of animals. You're doing veterinary work, but most people specialize. What animals are you most interested in working with?
I'd like to specialize in equine horses.
I knew you were going
to
say that. I knew it. God, I should just say what I think is on my mind instead of asking the darn question. I was going to say, you're working with horses, aren't you? I knew it.
Yes.
All right. So, I would say this crossroads, and see, because that also says roads. You see what I'm saying, which is why I thought horses.
Right.
You know, you don't have crossroads with full of cats. You know what I'm saying? We don't do parrots at the crossroads. I mean, we could, but it's not usual. So, do you get out in the country? Do you ride horses?
Yes, I do. I've ridden since I was little.
Good. All right. This is going in a good place for me.
Okay.
I want you to take a literally read the crossroads ritual and go on a horse and go out to a country crossroads, and I want you to do the ritual out there and ask for help with understanding and communication with horses, which I know you already have, but that's a blessing, that ritual that you would want to do, and to increase the skill of your hands, and pray really hard, and just speak your prayer. You know, increase the skill of my hands to soothe and heal and help horses. All right?
Okay. I learned conjure. Well, I got introduced to conjure through Orion Foxwood, and he gave me a key ritual to do at the crossroads, where you take two keys and you bury one, and you keep the other. Should I do that at the same time as I do?
That's a very good one. It's from a different tradition, but it's a very valid old European and Appalachian tradition. Orion is a student of the hoodoo course, but he himself mixes his hoodoo with Appalachian granny magic, which often has an English, Irish, Germanic background to it. That is a beautiful old spell to take the two cross keys, bury one, and carry one home. That's very good, and I would commend that highly. I'm going to tell you another one that comes out of the old African-American jockey tradition, because I don't know if you know that all the jockeys in the old days were black, right? And then they kind of kicked them out and all that stuff. Well, there's a lot of history there. Do you know what a horse's night eye is? Do you know what the night eye of a horse is?
It's a little
callus on the leg.
Yeah.
The old name for that is the night eye. That's what it's called. Yeah. But you sometimes shave them down. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Okay. That is used in conjure, but you have to be a jockey to use it or someone who works with horses. You have to be a horse trainer or something like that. When you have a horse, and just a little thing to carry with you into the future, when you have a horse that you're working with that has some sort of a trouble, if you can get the night eye of that horse, you mm-hmm. have, it's like making a doll baby on somebody. See what
oh.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can use, it's just a little scraping. People who know horses know what I'm talking about. People who don't know horses, you're just scratching their heads right now. Just go look it up at Google. Okay? there's a real name for it that's not night eye. I don't know.
It's a chestnut. I think
chestnut.
It's
same chestnut. Thing. Chestnut. That's
yeah.
right. But, yeah. Okay. You can take that little bit and you can oil it. You can pray over it. You see what I'm saying? That
mm-hmm.
represents the horse to you. And it's simple.
Oh.
I just gave that spell of the fingernails and the foot trimmings. Another thing you can do is use literally use the hoof trimmings of a horse.
Hoof
but
trimming.
The night eye is considered more powerful on a horse.
Okay.
A night eye is almost like getting their essence. Okay.
Right. Use it to aid in the medical work that you're doing.
That's
is
right.
That-
That's exactly what I'm saying. If, for instance, if you have a horse that needs some help, and, you know, horses have their own issues, and a lot of it, you know, there's a lot going on with horses and their legs and their digestion. I mean, these are always issues, right? But say you're working on a horse, you're doing something medical, but you also want to pray for that horse. If you can get that a little bit of that scraping off that chestnut or night eye and put that thing under a covered bowl or dish, light a candle on it, that's a good way to work. Or incense it, fumigate it. Put a little, you know, waft a little incense over and breathe your prayer. You see what I'm saying? Put it in a little mojo bag. Give it to the owner if they believe. If they don't, keep yourself quiet on that. But that's a way to have, it's a spiritual link to a horse, and that's something that the old black jockeys used to use.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. For instance, if you squeeze it, you're getting to the horse. You see what I'm saying? If you were to hold it in your hand and you say, come on, you'd be holding that night eye, you got control of the horse. Okay?
Ah, see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Thank you
yeah.
very much.
Yeah.
You're so welcome.
You're welcome. In the chat room, I just have to say, Butch says, oh, it's a horse's personal concern. That is exactly true. And Jim the Conjurer says that he also is a student of Orion's, and it's a small world. So there we go.
Nice. Very cool. Yeah, I really adore working with Orion. He's a very nice guy. And
he's wonderful.
I'm always learning new stuff from him.
Yeah. All right,
then. I don't know. Well, you know, like you, Kat, say, you should just say what you're feeling, and I'm going to do the same here because in addition to what Kat has told you to do, let's not forget some of the implements that are associated with horses, such as the bridle or the
mm-hmm.
horse's bit, shoes, the horseshoes.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that... you can take to the crossroads and ask to be blessed, and then keep them in your office, you know, as lucky amulets, if you please, to help draw business there. Now, you may want to do a divination about it, because in my spirit, I felt as if you needed to leave those things at the crossroads buried in a specific place for a specific amount of time and then come back and get them.
Okay.
So that is what I received on this in addition to what Kat is telling you to do. And I agree, Kat, with the magician card and the outcome
mm-hmm.
to the question of how she would fare in this business. I think she's going to do very, very well because you're a communicator also. You didn't tell us that, but I see that here because Mercury keeps coming into this reading along with the sign of Libra. So go get them, girl.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. And when you talk to Orion, tell him hi. As I said, he's a graduate of the Hoodoo Rootwork Correspondence Course, and he's a wonderful root worker in his own right. So next time you talk to Orion, tell him that Kat said hello.
I most certainly will. Thank you, Miss Kat.
Right.
Thank you, Dr. K.
Okay. Uh-huh.
You're welcome. Take care, Kathy. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
What a great call. And I love these calls, Kat, when people are asking about how to further their careers and to bring to fruition their dreams, their goals, their ambitions. Don't you?
Yes, I do like that, and I like it how varied these are. I mean, we get so many unusual things like that. And Triple Threat just pointed out also that there is a Lucky Mojo page on horseshoes. It's luckymojo.com/horseshoe.html, all one word, horseshoe. And that page has information about the use of horseshoes in magic, and that's also, of course, a very good thing.
And it wouldn't hurt for her to wear a small horseshoe amulet, you know?
Exactly.
You see these little lucky amulets that you can purchase, you know, diamonds or whatever, you know, little horseshoe as a necklace or as a charm bracelet, you know, part of a charm bracelet. I think all of those things are appropriate. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. She's going to be put into a position, as I see it, where the horses themselves will speak through her. And she's a good communicator with horses. I can see that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, I'll pick that up also. Okay. Well, folks, we're at the bottom of the hour. It's 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 3:30 p.m. Pacific Time, and you're listening to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. It's brought to you every week here on blogtalkradio.com/Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company and drkeyote.com. So, Kat, who would you like to talk to next from your forum?
All right. The next one I have is Bella Mars, and the area code is 516. So before I read it, have you got 516 in the queue?
Surely, yes.
All right. And let's just check and see if that is Bella Mars. Say hi.
Okay. Well, hi, 516.
Yep, that's me.
All right, you, Bella Mars. All right, then I'm going to read Bella Mars' thing. I am curious as to why all the male figures I love in my family, my two grandfathers, my favorite cousin, and my first fiancé, have all died disease or accident-related deaths on the 23rd of a month, every 2 months of different years. April 23rd, 1996, June 23rd, 1994, August 23rd, 1998, October 23rd, 1990. People have always told me it was just an odd coincidence, but I've also wondered if it might be something more. Okay, that's the question.
That's a good one. What have you been told about this? Let's get a little more background to this. It's a kind of interesting question. What have you been told by others about this?
You know, a lot of people, you know, when I tell people that you know, both my grandfathers, my favorite cousin, and then, you know, the last was my fiancé, and they all just suddenly died on the 23rd, some of them unexpectedly. My fiancé just drowned in front of me. And my cousin, he was in a motorcycle accident, and one grandfather was sick for a while, and the other one got sick and had an aneurysm, and, you know, they didn't take good care of him in the hospital. They gave him fluids, and it burst. It's varied. It's people that don't believe in anything. They're like, oh, that's just a strange coincidence. But then I also have, I know there's people in my family that, I'm from an Italian background. They have like the evil eye. They're very envious of my family. And there's a certain distant cousin that she practices. She lives in Brazil, and she practices the religions of there, the Macumba and Candomblé. And so I don't know. I've just always wondered: is it a coincidence, or could it be? It's always something directly related to me because of my fiancé, you know?
Mm-hmm. I understand. Mm-hmm. And these are all males, too.
All males. Mm-hmm. I had a grandmother that died afterwards, but she died on August 6th of 2002. So it's only directly related to the males. I have two sons, so I'm just, so is, you know, in the back of my mind on the 23rd, I try not to take any risks or travel.
Yes,
or,
yes. Yes, I'm saying that this does have there is a deliberateness to this. I mean, yes, it's a coincidence, you could say that, but no, it's not. And it is only affecting males. Here's something I'm going to explain to you, and you may have heard us talk about this before. There are many ways to cast spells, and there are many ways to cast a long-term spell. And mm-hmm. one way is to cast them with what's called periodicity or cycles. And in some cases, they are cast by the moon. So they would always come back when the moon is full or when the moon is new or when the moon is quarter, whatever. That's when you'll see them. Another way to cast them is numerologically, by the numbers. So it always comes up on a certain day of the month, no matter what number of days there are in that month. And this person left this deliberately so that you would notice it and become more frightened. Does that make sense? You see what I'm getting at here? They
yeah.
could have done it by the moon, and you would never have noticed the pattern, because who knows, you know, when, unless the moon is full, some people don't notice it was the seventh day of the moon. They won't notice that, and you'd mm-hmm. never see the pattern. It was done as a pattern, and it's done to intimidate you. It is, it's not that the days themselves are dangerous, but that there was an enemy, or is an enemy, who does have, as you said, the evil eye, who does want to be out of envy or jealousy, somehow wants to cut you off from males. But left, it's almost like, you know, someone leaving a white glove at the scene of every murder. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like saying, notice that, because it's supposed to scare you.
Mm-hmm.
And in other words, beyond the effect of those deaths, it's supposed mm-hmm. to frighten you. And you do have an enemy. That's how I see it. The card I get, and I hate to say this, because the card I get is the card called Death. A card no one likes to get in a reading. Card of Death shows a skeleton on a horse in my deck, riding and riding down over people. There is a dawn coming up. You know, life goes on. But this is a card of Death. And this was done deliberately. You know, why would Death come riding on a horse? Just to frighten people, you know. So I see this as something that has been done. Now, Dr. Kay, what do you see?
I do concur, and I feel that this cousin in Brazil is part of this. The reason I say so is because I am getting pitchforks everywhere here in my reading,
mm-hmm.
and that is normally identified with the Exu.
Mm-hmm.
In that particular religion of Kimbanda. And so
yeah.
That points to, you know, and I also have an Amazon. I'm getting the Amazon here. I'm seeing a lot of animals and birds, you know, exotic animals and river, and I'm seeing all of that. So that tells me the origin of this thing. And the Son of Stones is surrounded by other male members here in this card for a yes card, okay, and followed by the judgment card, or what we call the rebirth card. So for every new male that comes into this family line, this thing seems to attach itself. The Tower card, the Five of Cups, the Three of Swords, Cat, speaks to this situation. Really has nothing to do with you. I think you said your name is Bella, I believe. Has not mm-hmm. anything to do with you, but seems to have more to do with some other family members to whom you are connected on the maternal side. And that's what I'm picking up here. I think that it appears to be a little bit of money also surrounding this issue. So if you know of the family arguments or disagreements or whatever, you know, these things that are sometimes often hush-hushed and people don't talk about them, but they're, you know, are disagreements between, you know, the two sisters or a sister and a cousin,
yeah.
that's what this is all about. And something was hung up. Somebody felt like they were sacrificed and didn't get what they deserved.
That's yep.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, are you resonating to this?
Yes, yes. Okay. Yeah, she's this person's envious of my mom, and you know, she feels that my mom took her place in the family when she got married to my dad, so.
Right. So what she's trying to do is essentially cut off the males around your mom, and then you would ask, why my fiancé? Well, because
yeah.
then you would have gotten married and had more children who, you know what I'm saying? It's
mm-hmm.
it's this, it's really, it's affecting you, but it's definitely set at affecting, because it affecting males. Now, I want to see what we can do to get this thing off, because
mm-hmm.
you know, it's been going on for a while now. And as you said, when the 23rd of the month comes around, you worry about your sons, and I would too. I'm not one of these ooky spooky readers who says, oh, look out, there's a dark cloud over you. But we have a pattern here that's way beyond normal, and we have cards that reinforce the meaning of that pattern. And so, first of all, let's talk about, do you have any kind of protection work that you do for the males in the family?
No.
All right. So let's start with some protection. All right.
Okay.
We want to do some form of protection work that can be done at a distance. Unless you can give them something to carry, you're going to have to do it what we call by proxy. In other words, using candles to represent them. Okay. What I would use would be something like a fiery wall of protection spell, in which you make a circle of 7 purple candles, naming them for 7 protective people or spirits, and you can mix and match some people, some spirits. In other words, you can say the fire department and the police department and St. Michael, or however you want to do it, you know. And those protective spirits, you're going to name those candles. Some people will do one for every day of the week, whatever, but you name those candles and put them around white candles, which are together. You'd need one white candle for you, probably a crucifix candle, and then a little white candle for each of your children. And and then there's a black candle for the what we call the perpetrator. Now, you can read about this spell online and see all the details. It's at Lucky Mojo. It's called the Fiery Wall of Protection spell. And it's pretty well described right there on the site. We also make a spell kit for it with all the parts if you want to order the kit. But,
oh, that would be great.
Yeah, so you can just order the Fiery Wall of Protection spell kit. When you do that, you will have some... what you're going to do is you're going to light the protector candles, light the candles inside, and then light the perpetrator, and then you're going to get rid of the perpetrator's candles. And it's explained in the spell. You can take them to the graveyard, or you can put them in running water, depending on how angry you are. And you can put them in a mirror box. In this case, it might be good to take their snubbed-out candle and put it in a mirror box. Now, and then bury that in a graveyard so that all the evil that's been done will go back to them.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have a divination that you do afterwards. The 7 protector candles, you watch and see how they burn. And if they burn nice and clean and around the white candles really well, you know you're well protected. If their wax runs away, you know you've got some problems. Some of the protectors are not working for you. You do the spell over again. All right. So
okay.
it's a bit of work. You can also hire a root worker to do it if you've never done this kind of work before. But I think it's something you could do yourself. It's a lot of people do it themselves as the first spell they ever do. So it's not a difficult spell. It's a good beginner's spell, and it's a good spell of need, what I call a spell of need. Now, when you do that spell, there's a couple of things that are going to happen that I'd like to get into a little extra. One is you'll have a little bit of fiery wall of protection oil left over. And I want to make sure that you make some sort of a charm or amulet that you give those to your sons. Okay. Now, it doesn't have to be something that they know about. In other words, you've heard us talk on the radio before, and you've read in the forum ways to do sneaky tricks for people. But I would like it to be something physical. So just as an example, you mentioned you have an Italian heritage. Are you a Catholic?
Yes.
If you gave your child a gold cross, you know, real gold, solid gold cross on gold chain, would they wear it?
Yeah, they would. I was actually thinking that they have 2 St. Anthony charms.
There you go, St. Anthony charms. Okay, all right. So they have the charms already. All you have to do is consecrate them with that fiery wall protection oil. If you can, and if they're already wearing them all the time, well, you don't want to take them off. But if you do see them not wearing them, put them in the center as you do the spell, and that consecrates them. You see?
Okay.
And to keep them protected, when I do spells with candle wax, just trying to be real practical here, I don't want to get wax all over everything, I'll put them in a little dish or underneath a covered dish, somewhere that they'd be protected, but they're still in the center of the circle. Okay? Does that make sense?
Okay.
Read the spell and you'll understand it. And I think that that's number one. Now, that's not taking off everything, you understand? That's just for protection. Okay? The next thing is how to take this thing off. That's going to be a bit more work. And I'm not sure that you're going to be able to do this yourself. You may need to hire a root doctor for that.
Okay.
But I have a feeling that if you do the fiery wall of protection, there's nobody like a mother to protect their children. And if you do that spell, you'll learn a lot about yourself and about your power. You may feel after the end of that that you can handle getting this thing gone, done, and over. But work it through the protection first, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
What do you think, Dr. K? Do you agree with me that she probably shouldn't? I think that she shouldn't hire someone to do the fiery wall of protection until she sees if she can do it.
She can do this, of course.
She can do that.
Yeah.
She can do that. Mm-hmm. But taking the whole thing off, I don't think so. I think
that
she
might
need
be.
Help.
Yeah,
she may need help, yes, because this Mother of Stones sits in the outcome here with the mother sitting in the middle of the pentagram here on this card. So that does say you need help, okay? Interestingly enough, it is accompanied by the Hierophant card, which says you need expert help. So I do agree with Kat. And the Six of Wands starts, Six of Swords starts my reading off reverse, which is a card which says you need the combining of various alchemical agents in order to make this all happen, and it will work. The one thing that you don't want to do, however, is to throw back at this individual, okay? The Ten of Swords is reversed in the present, saying don't try to reverse this thing. This is Sun in Gemini energy. Don't try to reverse this thing by throwing it back at this individual, because you will make things much, much worse. One thing that I would add in addition to this, because I have Taurus the Bull here, so I've got the horns, and so we are talking about protection work here with the horns, and there are three rings here, so I think we're talking about multiple layers of protection, as Kat has already alluded to with you here. You need some type of guardian at your front door and your back door of your house. Those of us who are in Palo, many of us, we have an Nkisi and Kandi. That would not necessarily be appropriate for you, but that is a type of guardian that in African traditions they'd have one before, at the entrance of a village, which would be a life-size one. And then, of course, each home, individuals who practice the faith would have a smaller Nkisi and Nkandi for protecting their homes. You need something similar, not necessarily that, as I said, since you're not an initiate, I don't think so, but something that is equally powerful to fend off further incursions from this juju at your front door and at your back door. So that's what I see in these cards, Kat.
And, I'm going to say something else about that, too, because the idea of Saint Anthony is powerful. Saint Anthony is a powerful, powerful saint, and many people will work with Saint Anthony. I like to work for protection with Saint Michael as well, and so that might, if you work with saints, Saint Michael might be the one to use. And I've described these and talked about them before. When I was young, back in the 1970s, I was taught in New Orleans how to make a Saint Michael protection packet. And it's described in my book, Hoodoo Urban Root Magic, but it involves a holy card of St. Michael, or you can make a little small photocopy of them. And it is, actually, the old ladies used to crochet them to handkerchief cloth with a little crocheted little lacy edge and put that St. Michael, punch holes in the holy card and then lace it in and make this little packet, and it had grains of paradise in it. And they came when you bought them. You always got two, and they came one for the front door, one for the back door. And in New Orleans, those houses are what they call shotgun houses. In other words, the house is a straight shot right through the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you put one at the front and one at the back, St. Michael. And I don't know anybody still alive who makes those little St. Michael packets that way, but you could certainly, if you have any craft like thing, you can do it. And the idea is you're just going to fill that packet with those grains of paradise. It's a particular herb. I've never heard of it before. Just we sell them, grains of paradise.
Grains of paradise,
and of paradise, also called Malagueta pepper, and a few other names like that. And
African guinea pepper is also.
African guinea pepper is another name for it, yeah. And that is what is used in those St. Michael packets. And anyway, one at the front door, one at the back. That's just another way of doing it. There's many ways, you know what I mean? There's more than one way to do anything. And
okay.
So that's just another way. So he said not
do
to
I
throw
pray
back.
Over it?
Oh,
do
yes,
I pray
you
over
pray
it?
Over it. Oh,
okay.
We pray over everything. And, okay. You know, it's funny, we don't always talk about praying. But, yes, you would be calling on, for instance, if you have one of those St. Michael packets, you want two of them, but if you make those two St. Michael packets, they're like almost like a little flat pillow is how they were made.
That's what I was imagining, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. And then they've got this little embroidered lace edge. I mean, you know, these old ladies would make these things very pretty in the day, you know. And then you would pray over, you know, St. Michael, as you have guarded heaven, so will you guard my house? And I pray that the protection that you give all of those who love God will fall upon me and my family. You know, that kind of a prayer from your own heart. You know, you don't. There's no one set of words. St. Michael is a saint who has a sword, so you can also say, St. Michael, with your sword, cut down any evil that comes to my house. St. Michael is also the one, as you know, who presses the devil back into the crack of the earth with all flames coming out. You know, so St. Michael, as you sent the devil back to hell, send all evil that comes my way back to the hell from which it came. And then, of course, you would you know, pray in, you know, the name of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Amen. So that's how you pray, St. Michael. But there are many ways. I mean, you know, everyone's word is its own, and everyone's way of praying is their own. But that's how I would pray with St. Michael.
Okay. That's such a coincidence, because those two saints are, you know, Anthony was my fiancé and Michael was my cousin that passed away. So
Oh, my.
I got goosebumps when you said Michael.
Yeah, well, you just gave me the goosebumps, honey. Oh, my. Well, then we're on the right track there. All right, we're definitely.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ian. If there's any other way we can help you, if you need a root doctor to work on some of this other stuff, I would recommend that you would go to the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, which is readersandrootworkers.org, and just, you know, look through them and pick someone who can help you by doing that kind of work. There are many, many of us who can do that kind of work, okay?
Okay.
All right.
But start with your own protection spell. And then I think you're going to need to hire someone to help you. You might want to hire someone who does what we call root work coaching. In other words, someone who will do the spell for you but also walk you through it and teach it to you as you do it. And also send you things to do as your half of the work or your part of the work, because I sense that you're a person who wants to learn conjure, not just be a client. And this way, to kill that thing is much more complicated, and you're going to need a professional to help you. And there are many of us who can do that kind of work. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Thank you so
All
much.
Right.
All right.
You're welcome. Yeah. Thank you for your call.
Okay. No problem.
All right.
All right. What an interesting call, Kat.
And wasn't that amazing? Anthony and Michael.
Yes.
God bless her.
Right at the tail end there. That is a confirmation for her that she needs to work with those saints and place them as guardians at her front and back door to add to those multiple layers of protection that we've already discussed. And I tell people this all the time, that you don't, or you shouldn't just rely on one charm or one amulet or one spell, especially when you're dealing with protection work. You need to double up, as they say, you know, or triple up or quadruple up. You know, and I have so many layers of protection around me. It's just funny. It's just, you know, it's crazy. And I'm sure you do too, Kat, those of us who do this professionally. But most people think, all I need is, and we were talking about bat pods over on JujuCentral.net today. And I got a bat pod over the door, and that's good enough. Okay. If you say so. All right.
Well,
double
it depends
up, please.
It depends on how many enemies you have. It depends on, it depends on which way they're going to get to you. This woman had a very interesting situation, in that there was not just the deaths, but the fact that that date was given to frighten her, to warn her that she was being thrown for. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There was another
mm-hmm.
level there, and that level is what I would almost call sadistic. And that's creepy. And that means to me you do need what I call them concentric layers of protection. You know.
And that's what we had on that card, the Hierophant card in the Quest Tarot. Those who are familiar with it, there are three concentric circles. They're interlinked together. And that is what told me she needed various layers of protection. You're so right. And what happens when someone does this type of nefarious work and attach that kind of a date to it where it keeps occurring the same time with that type of frequency and repeat, you know, then your mind is captured by this work. Mm-hmm. And that illusion that, you know, the spell that's first cast is an illusion actually becomes real because you're helping it to become real because you're expecting it to happen when the 23rd of the month comes around every other year. You're expecting it to happen. And so you're actually assisting the spell. It's quite insidious, but it is also genius.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those things that is made to make you almost trip up yourself, you know, because once you start to see the pattern, you get worse off. Yeah, so good luck to Bella Mars. She's going to need a little bit of professional help to get this thing broken. Okay.
Amen. Okay.
Well, all right.
Folks, you are listening to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Woodwork Hour right here on blogtalkradio.com/Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Woodwork Hour. And, of course, you can join us here every Sunday, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time. You can join us in the chat room, which is manned by Kat and Shiva Ironwood and all of the Lucky Mojo gang. And you can also dial in at 818-394-8535 to listen on your cell or to get in the queue so that we will call on you. So we thank you for listening from all around the world to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Woodwork Hour. Let's take another call. Kat, you ready?
All right. Well, the one I have right now, if we want to do one from my forum.
I've got one from here.
Okay,
from
go ahead. Your turn.
Yeah, we'll
go
alternate.
Ahead.
Okay. Area code 205. We're going to go ahead and make your phone live right now. Area code 205. Is this a true child of God? First, identify yourself. Is this a true child of God?
Yes, this is me. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, good. We can hear you. Okay, let's go ahead and set up your call here. This is a true child of God from Alabama, and the synopsis of the case says, I have three family members who have put black magic on me and my three children, and they're trying to take my family out one at a time that I may suffer. My daughter has a four-year-old that they have been working on to take her first. She cannot walk and have had five surgeries and will have one more in April of this year. I am a prophet of God. I can't get my church up and going, nor the business that me and my son is working on. Doors keep on closing on us. They're blocking me for finding the person that God has for me. I have picked up a spirit off of someone else that I've been dealing with. People look at me and tell me I have a lot of witchcraft on me, but won't help. I don't have any income coming into my house. I need help. Have you ever had a reading or root work from Dr. Keone or Miss Kat before? The answer is no.
Okay. Oh, that's a heavy load you're carrying.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Well, you know how it is. You say you're a prophet of God, and I believe it, you know, and that's when the devil steps in to try to stop people. You know what I'm saying. There is something going on here then it's not good, and that poor little child can't walk. But they said they're going to have another surgery. Do you mind telling me what exactly is the medical problem so I can visualize it and send some prayer?
Well, they don't know exactly what's wrong with her. She was born fine. When she started turning 8 months old, her muscles in her hands stopped working. She stopped able to hold up her head. She never had been able to walk. We didn't find out until she was 2 years old that she had spinal problems with her, and they did emergency surgery a week before her birthday. The doctor was putting Botox on her legs, and that was making her work. we went to South Carolina, and the doctor there found out that her bones were not connected together, her feet, one of her foot. So he did the surgery on that, got that straightened out. She had a halo put on before all of this to get pull the bones of her neck straight. So now the surgery that she's going to have on the 8th is supposed to go inside and do something to her muscles and the tendons of her legs to make her be able to walk.
How is
so she
mentally?
Been going to, she, oh, she can prophesy on you. That's how good
All right.
she is.
All right, good.
She's 4 years old, but she's a good mind, good spirit. I mean, she don't let nothing bother her, and she always tells me, don't worry about her, and she tells me, she said, excuse me for crying.
Sweetheart.
I just got so much going on.
I know, hon. I know. This is
me. I'm sorry. She told me I had to save her. And since I couldn't save her, I was burning candles to help her. And when the candle on her burned out, it just black and it busted all over the place. I did it again for two more times. And I made my daughter burn them on her, do herself, and then everything was clear. But when I did it the third time, the her candle itself was not burned, and then it finally burned, and it burned halfway, and it was black. But she told me, since I couldn't save her, God got to save her, and she got to save me. And she laid hands on me with the praying for me all day one Sunday and would not let me go. I know the family member who's doing this, and I'm so upset. I don't want to play tit and tat back and forth with them.
Yeah.
I want this to be removed off my family and destroyed. But I'm just tired of them picking at me for no reason whatsoever. If I can help them, I help them. This is my mother, my father, and my sister.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm in a kin to them or not. I asked that question, and he spoke and said in a drunken rage I was no kin to him.
No, you're not. He's not your father. I was about to tell you that. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is
my mother. For her to be a mother to do this, she don't even recognize me as her child all my life. She always she got six kids, and I'm the only one she don't even recognize.
There is something very dark. There is something very dark in this family history, honey. Very dark. And
they evil as heck. They threw it at each other, and I'm just tired of them, you know, because God blessed me with it, and they found out I was a minister. They got upset because I didn't tell them because they were trying to block everything. I've been known for 12 years. They've been trying to block me for whatever I'm trying to get done, so I stopped talking to them about anything. But for you to start messing with my kids because you don't like me, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah. May I say something? That you are a reminder of something. Your existence is a reminder of something very dark that they don't want to talk about. Do you live near them?
Yes.
Don't ever go around them unless you have some protection around yourself. Seriously.
I don't go around them, period.
All right. Good.
I don't have anything to do with them at all. If they, during the holidays, everybody come to my house. Now, like this last year, everybody came to my house except for those three. They were not around me.
Now, you said three. Now, tell me who they are again.
My mother, my father, and my younger sister.
Your younger sister. That was the third one I didn't understand.
Uh-huh. Right. Mm-hmm.
I believe that what Dr. Kay has said is right. Your father is not your father, and I think that's why you are not liked. Okay, because you're a reminder of something that went on that was not supposed to happen. If you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be, I don't want to tell people's business, but you know what I'm saying? There's something there. This situation.
Well, I want to know what it is because, see, I feel like something was wrong because the medical problems in my family with me and my daughter and my kids, nobody else go through that. And I knew something was wrong, but nobody would tell me anything.
They don't.
I can't get a straight answer from them.
You won't get a straight answer from them, unfortunately. They have a lot to hide and a lot to answer for. Let's focus on the blockages. The card I have here, the Hanged Man, someone tied. I'm working here on the child. Okay, the Hanged Man tied and bound, but with a halo. Okay, this is a card that says. This child is blessed, but has been hung up, not a good card, but it's a card that says that this child needs help to be cut down from that that scaffold that they're hung up on. They're hung upside down literally by their foot on this card, and that is that card is exactly the card which you just described. The next card I have is it's a card called the Five of Pentacles. This shows a woman and a child walking by a church, and the child is on crutches. Okay? So mm-hmm. what we have here is a situation that you're out, and this is what's so strange about church and about when this card, I look at this card and I say, these people are suffering. Why aren't they in church getting help? Well, they need to go, they need to be in the church. This is a very powerful image to me. It's a card of poverty and feeling yourself to be poor in spirit. The child is telling you and has told you that that not to be so poor in spirit, not to be, you know what I'm saying? Don't, mm-hmm. you know, there a lot of bad things have happened, but there's blessings here, and it's very hard to keep your spirits up, but praise God, thank God always for what you have been given, because every time you don't praise God, the waves of negativity just hit harder. In other words, remember Job in the Bible and how,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, you are,
yeah.
in a sense, being tested. Does that make sense, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Dr. Keone, what do you see here?
Well, I have been looking at the cards to determine the best path, as we say in Palo, for her work to take. What does she need to do? And I have the Two of Stones reversed in the past with the Fool card in the present. And that immediately says to me that you need to disassociate from your immediate family. I know that that may be difficult, but as Kat said to you, you shouldn't go around them. And you need to find a new beginning somewhere far away from them, because they will never, ever be of any use or positivity in your life. The Seven of Swords shows that in the future. You and your daughter, this is your daughter's daughter, your grandbaby, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. This is yes. You all need to, the Daughter of Swords is in the outcome. And this says it is a yes card, and it's a great confidence card with these high iron gates like you would see around a mansion, Cat,
mm-hmm.
With the mother with two swords, kind of like maybe they're, you know, they're like maybe in a scabbard on her back. And so the two swords are sticking up from behind her as if they're mounted on her back. And then there's a baby next to her, and they're standing on this giant marble pedestal that is being supported by all of these violins, which have another marble pedestal under them, and mm-hmm. all of these flowers around it. And the mother here has these rays of light emanating from her head as if she has received illumination. And is receiving illumination finally, and is moving forward with her life in a very positive and confident manner. And so these cards are telling me that once you're able to disassociate from these individuals and to move on down the road, so to speak, you're going to be okay. You, your daughter, and your grandbaby are going to be okay. One of them is very musically inclined. Not quite sure which one. Might be that little grandbaby or yours. But one of them is very musically inclined, and you got a ministry right there, a ministry team right there to do what God is telling you to do. Being a man of God myself, I looked at the cards to ask if you are doing the will of God, and the answer was yes right away. So don't doubt that you are following the voice of God in your life. But if you haven't been acting on what God is telling you to do, now is the time. Don't let these people stop you. And as you do what God is telling you to do, and you follow the advice you're getting here, and proceed with confidence and faith, your life is going to be better. Now, yes, you're going to have to do some remediation work to get this off of you. So I think that's the next phase of our conversation. Kat?
Mm-hmm. I agree. There is, in some ways, this is a bit similar to the last call in that they need protection. But there's really a different dynamic operating here. And, you know, the child spoke the truth. The two of you are bonded together, you and that grandbaby. And there is something so strong there and so powerful. It's a lesson for you through that grandchild, a lesson in faith. And I really do feel that God is not done working with you yet. This is a very deep situation. I want you to protect yourself, and I want you to protect the child. But I also feel that in the situation that you're in, your greatest protection is faith in God, because this is what has been done here is through a family matter that are evil people. Okay, and getting away from those people in every way, and just rebuking the spirits that they have sent. And they you know, you mentioned, and I think I caught you say alcohol.
Yes,
the spirit of alcohol is on your father.
Mm-hmm.
This will never get better, and he will go down to his grave that way. I do not believe that at this time he is ready to be healed of that. This is one of the evils that many people must deal with, but it's there. It is, you know, the spirit of evil that accompanies these people is something that you must keep out of the house. This grandchild, do you live in the same house or just near to each other, or how does that work?
Well, she was living with me. Her mother, they got their own place now, so they live about 15 minutes away from me.
10 minutes, so you're in and out of the house.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh,
right.
But she's constant. Her mother don't drive. I'm constantly taking her back for the school, the doctor, whatever, so I'm with them just by every day.
All right, good, because that's another thing that I see here is that, you know, in a way, this grandchild is here for you, too. In other words, the two of you belong together in a very deep, deep, deep way. Any kind of, if you work with oils, do you ever work with anointing oil or healing oil?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Any kind of work you can do on the child's body using healing oils, anointing oils, you know how to pray over oil. I don't need to teach you how to pray. That will be of great relief. And seriously, you know, pray the prayer for the healing. And that is sufficient unto itself if it's repeated, repeated. So I will.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And as far as your own, the blockages in your life, I feel that what you need is, as I said first, and like the caller previously, you need some protection around the house. You've been an open-hearted person, and you've let things get the best of you. You also just need to have strength and courage and a community of people who will help and work with you. If you are in a financial situation that is very difficult, you can apply to AIR for some pro bono spiritual supplies. We do readings. Most of us will donate one free reading a month. Many of us will donate some spiritual supplies. I don't want to talk about your business or what your financial situation is, but we will be able to give you a free consultation if there is any kind of financial issue. Okay?
Yeah, I normally have a job. This is my first time. I've been out of work for over a year and a half now.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a recession, but normally I will have some kind of income coming in. I don't have anything coming in, and that's what I can understand. When I went to God and asked him what was going on, he said an enemy is standing in the doorway blocking me from closing the door. And that's when I went out trying to get help. And then people sit up there, know what's going on, charge me money, and took everything I had and didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And still trying to get money, and I cut them off.
What kind of work do you do, hon?
My background is mortgage banking. I'm in school full time now, and I graduated this summer in architecture engineering. So I was trying to get a job in that to get entry level positions so I can get some experience going on, because in the banking business, nobody's calling me for anything.
Right, right. Well, the banking business because is about dead on its feet right now. I mean, they all say that the recession is over and we're all better now, but I'm still getting calls for readings from people in the financial sector who have no job, just, you know.
Exactly.
So that may be a road that is temporarily blocked, but you're taking care of business. I mean, you're going back to school, you're doing all this stuff. Good for you. You know, congratulations to you. You're a smart person, a wise person. I would recommend that you apply to the pro bono fund at AIR, and I'll tell you why. We supply a certain amount of job-getting supplies. Lucky Mojo does, and other people too. Dr. E also will supply things, and so will some others, and readings and magical coaching in job-getting. And we won't give you free spells to go to the casino and win, you know what I'm saying? But if you need some help with job-getting, apply to Miss Michael. Ms. Michael is the chairwoman of the pro bono fund at AIRR, the Association of Independent Readers and Rootworkers, which is at rootworkers.com or readersandrootworkers.org. And you can see there, you'll have to pay for your first reading. You can get a 10-minute reading from Ms. Michael, and she'll see whether she thinks she can take the case. She has many supplies, and there are many of us who have donated time. She just picks one of us then to be your helper and worker. Okay?
Okay.
And I think we can work on getting you a job. I think that getting the job getting is going to ease a lot of problems for you, too, because there's something about feelings of worthlessness that have been added to this. They are incorrect feelings of worthlessness.
Because I feel like I can't do anything, and people look at you because you don't have money and want to know what you want me to do for you. You know, they want you to pay that money for something, and I don't have the funds for it. But
right.
I just pray to God about it, and just that He's going to bless me with something, you know. So that's why I knew something was wrong when – go ahead.
Yeah, well, what I was going to say is that the steady work, spell work that we do is something that is donated by many, many of the workers at AIR, and we will be glad to put that through for you. In fact, Miss Michael is not in the chat room now. Usually she is, but just talking to you myself, I would recommend you for that, and I'm sure Dr. K would also vouch for it, and we'll discuss it and get you some help, okay? Because what's been done is by stripping away all of your power. You're a powerful woman. And by stripping away your power, you strip away your confidence, and that strips away your faith in God. This is like the story of Job. Just keep the story of Job in. And Dr. Keone does good money work. I do steady work, getting work. Miss Michael does justice and steady job work. And there are many of us who also work for health and healing. Miss Benedicta does, the Mama Hen does, and all of us will do work for the healing of the grandchild, too.
Honestly, I got income coming from my oldest son, and he moved back home with me to help me out. But he been stressed out because all the situation going on and suffering with high blood pressure, diabetes and stuff. And I asked him what's going on, and then when I go to talk to him, I said, stop, I have to leave this alone. He worried about me. Mm-hmm. And he worried about my grandbaby as well. And so my other son can't get a job, can't hold on to a job. He into smoking his weed, but I know where that coming from, too, because it come from my baby sister getting him hooked on to it. And so it just, those two, and they musical, when you say musical instruments, they can play anything.
Really?
And I try to get my church, and all of them got the gift of prophecy, you know, they're good, but they running from it because they said, well, you ain't doing nothing, you know, and I'm trying. They said, well, my daughter told me, you not supposed to be acting the way you acting. So we look to you for help, and you letting things go. And I said, I hurt just like anybody else do. Just because I'm a minister, that don't mean I don't have feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I can only do for so much, you know, at a time. So I just pray to God about it, and I just pray that I got a line with you all.
this is a time of testing. This is a time of testing, and to go
and that's what kept coming to me in the spirit too.
Yeah, Yeah, but this is you know, and you mentioned also weed, and that weed is another spirit, like the spirit of alcohol, that will destroy someone. I mean, weed is friendly, weed is nice, but weed is like a, it's like a trap that traps you eventually. And if you take too much of it over too long of a time, it's just one of those things that will sap your will. Any pleasuring a drug, even pleasuring food, even pleasuring drink, will all sap your will if you take too much of it. They all do that. So that's something, again, you got to try to work to clean that person up. But in any case, I will also at this time make a call to those who want to help people who need work from the pro bono fund, because they're out of work and they need work to get a job. They need conjure work to get a job. They can donate, and the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers accepts donations financially, and that money is used to buy spiritual supplies, which are then and also root work time to help those less fortunate. Also, many of the people who make these things, such as myself, we donate products as well. So that's just something I want people to know. They can help. They can help through the pro bono funded AIR. Okay.
Okay, I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
All right, I hope to hear from you. Contact Miss Michael. Contact Miss Michael at AIR and tell her that you were on the radio with us. In fact, she can then listen to the radio show. She'll know everything we just said. All right.
Okay, I so appreciate everything.
All right,
and I'm glad
you're
I got
welcome.
With you all. And
yeah,
you all be blessed.
Yeah, you.
Thank
right,
you.
God bless you, sweetheart. We'll be praying.
God bless
Bye-bye.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I do want to add that the Keepers of the Conjure Lights group at JujuCentral.net, which is formerly known as MyHoodooSpace.ding.com, are available to set lights on your behalf and your granddaughter's behalf and anyone who needs spiritual support. You simply go to the Keepers of the Conjure Lights group on JujuCentral.net and list your petition and request that lights are set for you, and we will set those lights for you as long as you request those lights are set for you. And of course, you can also have lights set for you at Lucky Mojo Curio Company by going to LuckyMojo.com. And
right.
Calling
we also,
the,
yeah, we also
the shop. Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, we set the lights are set through Missionary Independent Spiritual Church, and we also set what we call free emergency lights for people, or you can request a full candle service. And also, we have a prayer circle called the Crystal Silence League, and we pray for people through that.
Yes.
So, yeah, these are things that are available. These are all things that are available. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so
I am
much.
So excited, Kat, because speaking of the Missionary Independent Spiritual Church, I just took delivery on my 10x20 building last week, and it has a beautiful porch on it, and I've got the photos. Once I get everything up, I'm going to put it online and everything, but it's a humongous building. And it is sitting in my backyard, and now we're going to get the contractors in and get it finished on the inside, and that is going to really officially become my munanso, my temple for Palo, but also where we will also do work for, you know, those who are members of your church. And, you know, and I still consider myself a part of the Missionary Independent Spiritual Church, as well as the head of the Spiritualist Church of African Traditions, Yahweh. And we want you guys to know that we're not playing juju here. We're very, very serious about this as a tradition. And the church that Kat has founded, the church that I have founded, is an alternative for those of you who are unchurched, but yet you want to have an affiliation with some organization that harmonizes with your practice of conjure. So by all means, check out the Missionary Independent Spiritualist Church. You can find That link at luckymojo.com. I know Kat also has a URL for that, and she'll give it in just a moment. You can also come over to jujucentral.net, where you'll find the Spiritualist Church of African Traditions Yahweh group. And we're very, very, very happy to assist you with all of your spiritual needs.
Right.
Kat?
The mm-hmm. URL for Missionary Independent is missionaryindependent.org. And in ours is a what we would call a denomination. We have two churches in the group, and the other one is Four Altars Gospel Sanctuary, which is down in Southern California under the direction of Deacon Millett, who is the head of that church. And Missionary Independent exists as a, what we might call it, it's an interfaith, interdenominational. We invite everybody. And we do a lot of prayer work for people. And Dr. Kay was on our first board of bishops at Missionary Independent, and we consider ourselves allied with his church as well.
Amen. We do.
Amen.
We're all in this master's vineyard under, you know, under one labor contract or the other. We're all laboring in the vineyard of the Lord. So we're doing the work, and we're so happy to reach out to you and help you with your conjure deeds, people. And so by all means, let us know how we can help you. We have about 4 minutes left in the call here, Kat. How would you like to proceed, baby?
Well, what I'd like to do is, rather than try to take another call and smash them into 4 minutes, and I know I still have a couple that I did not reach, and I want to say to Seven Planets in area code 562 and to Dene or Dean, D-E-N-E, at area code 703. I will be putting up next week's pre-call ID thread, and you can repost, just carry your stuff over there, and we'll try to get to you first thing next week. But I'd like to spend the next couple of minutes talking about the upcoming workshops in May, because Dr. Keone is coming out to California, and we want to make sure that you all know about this. So, Dr. K, why don't you tell us what you have planned at the May workshop? This is going to be May 7th and 8th in Forestville, California, our annual divination, conjure, root work, spiritual practice workshops, where we teach people how to do these things. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Kat. I am looking forward to coming out and renewing our acquaintance and our love for each other. And I'll be facilitating a workshop on the African diaspora tradition known as Palo, with emphasis on venerating the ancestors, how to set up a bovada or an ancestral altar, and we'll also facilitate a road opening ceremony that is commonly done in Palo with Lucero, who is known as the road opener, or as in Santeria, he would be known as I just drew a blank there. I wanted to say Legba, and I knew, okay, no, that's a voodoo. It started all being crossed up in my head. And I will also teach you how to make an authentic Congo Makutu, a shell amulet that we'll make in the workshop that you can bury by your front door to offer you another layer of protection. So it's going to be a great workshop with some hands-on experience for you, as well as a great road opening ceremony to help move blocks from your lives.
Wonderful. Now, anybody who's interested in these workshops, you can read more about them in our Lucky Mojo newsletter. And if you want to get that newsletter, just go to forum.luckymojo.com, and you'll see posts about the newsletter and how to join the newsletter. You can get the archived newsletters online. You can sign up online, then you can get the newsletter. It's free, and it'll tell you all about the workshops.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there's our music.
Yes, once again, we have come down to the last minute of the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, and as usual, we have tons of callers still on the line wanting to speak with us, as well as, at one point, I think it was over 60 people in the chat room here online, conversing with each other and talking about our calls. We thank you for being here. You can listen to this show online in its entirety in about 45 minutes at blogtalkradio.com/LuckyMojoHoodoo Root Work Hour. And tune in next Sunday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time for the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour. Thank you for listening. God bless you, and good night.
Good night.
Good night. And a shout out to my daughter, Faith. She's listening. Hey, my best friend. Hey, Marilyn. Hey, and everybody else. Hey. God bless you all. We love you. Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye.